do you remember hearing any tales about the war?
Well, yeah, I heard my great-grandfather, I remember him, he was 99, I think, when 98 or 99 when he died, and he used to come and stay with us. That was my mother's grandfather,
mm-hmm.
and he was in the Confederate Army.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, when they turned him loose to come home, they had to walk back.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were coming through Virginia,
yeah.
and there was a good many of the soldiers together. That was coming south, and so they were all just hungry. They didn't have anything to eat and hadn't had for several days, and they were piling up logs to make them a fire to warm by, to lie down and rest. And Corkswhip, he said, ran out from under one of these logs, and he just grabbed him and threw him back in the fire and roasted him and ate him. And he said every time when he was attending the Confederate, the Union of the soldiers, you know, that they always recognized him as the snake eater. The one that ate the snake.
That was what kind of a snake?
Corkswhip. Well, it's not poison. It's not poison. But he was, he would laugh and tell about that. And,
Well, now, was he a prisoner? He wasn't a prisoner.
No, he wasn't a prisoner. He was
up that far.
Up that far, yeah. And they had let him come home, you see, turn him loose to come home. And they had to walk it. I don't know how far, how long it took them to come home, but it took them a long time to walk back.
And was he from Athlin?
Yeah, he was from Athlin County.
And that's even your
great-grandfather? Yeah, that was my great-grandfather. And my grandfather, on my father's side, was he had a grist mill, and so they let him stay. They didn't send him to the army, because he had this grist mill, and he could grind meal and grits for the women and children that were left, you know, that their husbands had to do. And so they left him here to look, to do that,
mm-hmm.
to so that he could make have they could have food, you see.
Would all the men were there any other men that would stay that didn't have to go on fighting?
I just remember hearing them to tell that, you know, that he didn't have to go because he had this meal. And he could grind the meal and all, and help to look after. They left him so he could, they would, the women and children would have food.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if any of the soldiers got down. Sherman came to
Atlanta.
I wonder if they got down this far.
No, they didn't. They didn't come to where my grandfather was living. They didn't come, but they did come over in Telfair. They came back over in that part. You know, Telfair took a Wheeler in the county, and those counties were took off for Telfair. And they did come that far, but they didn't come across the river. Yeah. Yes, you are. You see, they came on through Savannah.
Yeah,
they came through Savannah.
Now, Savannah seems to be the biggest city, or where y'all are.
Well, that was the closest place to go to get provisions, yeah.
Being on the port.
Port, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that the boats would come in, that all the stuff would be imported. And,
yeah.
And when was the first time that you went to Savannah? When your father was
gutted,
you never went. Like you say, y'all had to buy your shoes and everything.
Yeah. Well, he did. When the first time he went?
When was the first time you ever went to Savannah?
Oh, I didn't ever go.
Yeah.
I didn't go till after I was grown, after I married, before I ever went to Savannah.
Yeah.
We didn't ever.
Y'all all just stayed.
We just stayed home, yeah.
Okay. What would you do about the childhood diseases?
Well, they just didn't have them too much.
Didn't have them. And you take care of them.
Well, they finally came a doctor to Graham, which was 8 miles from home.
Mm-hmm.
And when I